Okay, everyone's here, so let's get started, shall we? Yeah, I know, it's just you and me. This is everyone. Here's your character sheet. Okay, why don't we do a quick recap, since apparently your memory of the last session is a little foggy. The party accepted a commission to deliver a precious artifact to Lord Camaroth, who was suspected of being the ringleader of the Rose Dust smuggling operation. It was decided that the group would accept the quest to hopefully get to the bottom of the mystery, and also to make some gold on the side for armor and weapons upgrades. You set out on your new adventure. While you were traveling through the catacombs behind Fallcrest, the party was waylaid by bandits. Liliana was critically wounded during the ambush. Garrett cast improved magic missile, killing the bandit leader, but was flanked by his henchmen and immobilized. As I recall, you heroically decided to use Shadow Slip to become invisible. As the bandits gained the upper hand, it was Jace's idea to activate the artifact that you were supposed to be smuggling out of the city as a last resort. It turned out to be the Jewel of Lazarus, one of the most powerful objects in the entire realm. The jewel is a one-of-a-kind, highly sought magical artifact, having a rare ability to reanimate the dead. Activating the jewel was a bad idea. As it turns out, and as the name would have suggested, the catacombs are actually an ancient burial ground. Hundreds of corpses rose from their graves. The remaining bandits and all of the party members were swiftly overwhelmed by zombies and torn to pieces. Everyone was killed, except for you, Talon the Thief. As you were still cloaked in shadow, you were able to flee the catacombs and are now recovering from your wounds at the Silver Unicorn Inn. And apparently, I am the worst dungeon master in history. And the other guys don't want to play anymore because I let zombies kill characters that they've been leveling up for 6 months. But I'm very happy that you came today. You don't think I'm a bad DM, do you? I might go a little bit easier on you this week, mainly because I don't want you to die so that we can keep playing. But also to reward you for being awesome. Talon was my favorite character anyway. Okay, so that's the story so far. Let's continue. You're in a room upstairs at the Silver Unicorn. You've rested for 12 hours and it's nearly sunset. You can go ahead and refill your hit points to maximum. Your daily powers have been reset and are available to use. As you lay resting in your bed, you hear a knock on the door. The door opens. And a slender, well-dressed half-elf female walks through. And following her is a high-elf female, tall and also slender. She is dressed extravagantly in fine robes. Atop her head sits a platinum crown, encrusted with what appear to be highly valuable rubies. The door is shut behind them. The extravagantly dressed high-elf speaks. "Adventurer, I am Aerith Moonflower, Queen of the Evermeet Islands. I was told of the misfortune that befell your group in the caverns beneath the city. Liliana was my sister." Just a side note, the Elf Queen is totally hot. She's like 6 foot tall and has a totally rocking bod underneath the robes, like huge tits with permanently erect nipples. The most beautiful face you've ever seen, neon purple hair and purple eyes. Just FYI. Okay, the Queen continues speaking. "I was told that you were carrying the Jewel of Lazarus. Do you have it with you?" "I thought not. Not to worry. I have a plan that will benefit us both. If we can retrieve the jewel, I can use its power to return Liliana to life. It is the only way." "The catacombs are still riddled with the undead. The only person who could move through undetected would be a thief." "You are a thief. Are you not, adventurer? This is what I am proposing. You will return to the catacombs, retrieve the jewel, and bring me Liliana's body. Once you have done that, you may return again to collect the bodies of your fallen companions. But I must implore you to fetch Liliana first. She is very dear to me. So, what do you say, thief? This should surely be a simple quest for you. As a reward, upon your return, I will give you a tour of my kingdom, the Evermeet Islands. Also, I will give you a servant, a sex servant. The queen motions to her half-elven servant, who steps forward. The servant girl casts aside her robe, revealing an outrageously perfect body. Her half-elven heritage has blessed her with a tall, athletic figure and large, firm breasts. Her golden hair shimmers and almost glows in the pale light of the room. Her white skin is perfect and smooth and almost seems to glow as well. Her eyes are light blue and sparkle like the stars. As you gaze upon this heavenly creature, you can scarcely believe your eyes. After a moment, the queen speaks again. "This is Cynthia, though you may name her anything you wish. If you perform this task for me, I will allow you to take possession of her. She has certainly served me well for many centuries. As an incentive for the swift return of the jewel and my sister, I will allow you a small sample of the pleasures that await you when Cynthia becomes your servant." Okay, roll for initiative. Yeah, for real, roll. Okay, looks like I go first. Cynthia leaps onto the bed, pinning you down. Immediately, she begins kissing your face, kissing your mouth, licking your neck and chest. You notice that her half-elf heritage has also blessed her with a tongue that is longer than a human's. Give me a dexterity check. Do I look like I'm joking? Roll the fucking dice. Did you add the plus three? Okay, good. A nice bonus that you get from being a gifted thief is that your dexterity allows you to bring a woman to climax using only your fingers. You reach down to feel the moistness between Cynthia's legs. As you slip a finger inside her incredibly wet elven pussy, she cries out in pleasure. It sounds kind of like this. She kisses you hard as you continue to explore her wetness with your nimble fingers. Why are you looking at me like that? Don't you like the way the story is going? Shut up. My game, my rules. I'm the dungeon master. She fumbles with your belt buckle and unzips your pants. She pulls out your throbbing cock. Roll a d10. Right. "Oh, master, your cock is huge. It must be 8 inches long." Cynthia begins to suck your cock. It's the best fucking blowjob you've ever had in your life. It sounds like this. I'm just going to show you by sucking on my fingers, okay? Mmm. Mmm. Okay, in the corner of your eye, you notice that Queen Moonflower is becoming visibly aroused and is rubbing her own body. She rubs her breasts, ass, and pussy through her robes. Kind of like this. Her breathing becomes heavier and heavier as she watches her servant suck your cock deeper and deeper. Queen Moonflower can't take it anymore. She didn't expect the thief's cock to be so amazing. "Cynthia, get off him. I need to fuck him. I'm so fucking wet and I can't take it anymore. I need his cock inside me right now. Need that cock so fucking bad. So fucking bad. I want that cock for myself." Fuck this game. I want you to fuck me right now. Fuck me. Fuck me on this table. Yes. Yes. Get your cock out for real. Put it in. Put it in. Put your cock inside me. Don't worry, I'm on the pill. Put it in. Fuck. Stay in character. You're still Talon the Thief, okay? Fuck yes.
So this is what a human cock feels like. Fuck. Fuck. It feels so fucking good. Oh, fuck. How does this pussy feel? How does this elf queen's pussy feel? Is it tight? Elf cocks are smaller than human cocks, you know, so elf girls are much, much tighter. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Fuck that elf pussy. Fuck that elf pussy hard. Yes. Fuck me harder. Harder. Oh. Pull my hair. Pull my fucking hair. Just because I'm a queen, you don't have to be gentle with me. I like it fucking rough. Play with my tits. Play with my big fucking tits. Oh shit, yes. You like big tits? Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. You fucking love it. Oh, shit. Are you glad you came to the game today? Huh? Oh, this is a pretty exciting session, isn't it? I bet you can't wait to tell those other guys what they missed. Oh, yes. Yes. Fuck. Fuck me. Fuck, yes. I've wanted to fuck you for so long. I killed their characters on purpose so I could get you alone. Shit! Oh. Yes, shit! Fuck! Yes! Fuck me! Fuck me! I'm the Dungeon Master and you do what I say! I'm the fucking Elf Queen! I'm a fucking sexy Elf Queen! You like that? I know you do, you fucking nerd. You fucking sexy nerd. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Let me suck your cock. Let me lick my juices off your cock. You want to fuck Cynthia again? Oh, yeah, you do. She's fucking hot as well. Yes. Stick your cock into your elf sex slave. Fuck her. Use her. Show her how strong you are.
Fuck. Oh, fucking shit. Oh, fuck, yes. Hard. Hard. Pound me. Pound the shit out of me. I fucking love it. Fuck your little elf whore. Fuck her. Use your little horse cunt. Treat me rough. Fuck me hard. Treat me like a goddamn filthy fucking slave.
Come. turned you a little elf. Oh, fuck, fuck. Come inside me. Come inside me. Come inside me. Oh. 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 So much fucking cum. So, yes, yes. Fuck, yes. Fuck, yes. Fuck, yes. Oh my god. That was fucking good.
Okay. The queen and her servant put their clothes back on. The queen plants a kiss on your cheek and says,
"More pleasures await you upon your return. Go to the catacombs now and fetch the jewel of Lazarus."
Okay. You head to the entrance of the cavern. It's blocked by boulders, and you'll have to find some way to get in. Do you want to roll for a perception check? What? Why are you looking at me like that? We gotta get the jewel.